Among the thousands of evacuees from the Southern California fires are animals, big and small. For homeowners and ranchers, the decision of whether to try to rescue animals or leave them behind is agonizing and potentially dangerous. Some evacuation centers in Southern California have become temporary homes to thousands of displaced pets, from dogs and cats to peacocks and pot-bellied pigs. Alex Cohen of member station KQED reports.
At the Jesse Turner Recreational Center in Fontana, evacuees from the fires in San Bernardino County sleep on cots in a gym now being used as a Red Cross shelter. Outside, Marion Camberg sits on a blanket with her 15-year-old Siamese cat, Taffy. Camberg lives in a cabin in the mountain town of Lytle Creek with eight cats. When it came time to evacuate, she piled all of her cats into the car, except for one feral cat she just couldn't find.
It was 7 miles of roaring flames off to the west coming at us, and you could just see these flames incredibly high. And the air was thick and filled with smoke and wind, and I had seven cats in my back of my car crying and telling me about it. And terrified.
Camberg put five of her cats in a local animal shelter, but two of them need a bit more attention, and so they're sleeping with her in her car at the evacuation center's parking lot. This is one of the few evacuation sites that allow pets, and Taffy, Camberg says, is having a ball.
He loves it. You know, he gets fed things out of my sandwiches. He gets a lot of junk food, and he loves it.
But living at an evacuation center is not ideal for cats, nor for humans, says Madeline Bernstein, director of the SPCA in Los Angeles. Some people have allergies to animals, she says, people whose respiratory problems are now made even worse by the fires. Ann Bernstein says animals also experience great stress during a fire and may fight with each other.
You have to rely on people to clean up the poop and, you know, designate an area where the dogs can pee or whatever. Otherwise, you're going to have odor problems, hygiene problems, fleas can spread. So there are a lot of challenges in managing the people, managing the animals.
Ann Bernstein says there are some animals that evacuees just can't fit into their cars, let alone take to a shelter. More than 90 horses were evacuated from the Simi Valley fires and brought to Pierce College in the San Fernando Valley. Here, horses eat food donated by local residents, stay in stables with names like the Mayor Motel, and are tended to by students specializing in horse science. Ron Wexler directs the school's equine program. He says fire is one of a horse's greatest fears.
So their natural instinct is try to run away from it. So when they smell smoke, they kind of get pretty excited and the adrenaline runs, and they can become real dangerous to work around under that situation.
In addition to the horses, Pierce has recently served as a home to a llama, two peacocks, and several barnyard animals. There's no telling how many animals have been evacuated during the fires so far. San Diego County alone reports evacuating 2,500 large animals in addition to housing 600 smaller critters. And those are only the animals that have homes. The areas where fires are burning are also filled with wildlife, from coyotes and rabbits to endangered species like grizzly bears and tortoises. Madeline Bernstein of the SPCA says specialized fire crews are doing what they can to save as many animals as possible, but sadly, thousands are certain to be killed before the fires are extinguished. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen.